And now, the official foosball show of record.
That's right. Foosball. We got a foos for your ball.
A petrol some money. Show me.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
There are some people who leave impressions not so lasting as the imprint of an oar upon the water.
Strong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports. Did we ever figure out what Vic's walk-off was?
No.
From La Tuya Tuesday?
Yeah, the old two-air mile.
We remembered the Nash Bridges, but we didn't remember what the walk-off was when we both conceded.
Somebody built a Nash Bridges.
That was a good one.
I can't
PMS
remember.
Photoshop bandit.
Neither could we.
That was a good one because you were Nash Bridges and I was freaking Sheesh. That's why it was a good one.
That's a good one.
But I do want to give a shout out to the PMS Photoshop bandit's friend, Dave, who works with him. And Dave does not know that the PMS Photoshop bandit is the PMS Photoshop bandit.
Is that right?
And the PMS Photoshop bandit asked Dave, "What's going on today, Dave?" And he went,
"Not much."
And he said, "Hey, do you listen to PMS?" And Dave was like, "Every day." And now they're
every
new BFFs. But Dave still doesn't know.
Now he does.
That's like,
because you've just outed him.
Yes. And that's like loving superheroes and like being really into Spider-Man. And you don't know you're friends with this guy, Peter Parker. And you don't know that he's really Spider-Man. That just happened for Dave.
And the Photoshop bandit.
And the Photoshop bandit, the PSB. He does God's work. God bless him. But anyway, we have a great show tonight. We're going all the way till 6:30 on this crunchy groove on Thursday. We're feeling crunchy with you.
Crickets are out.
Gets dark early this time of year.
Nice.
It's been a foggy day. Stay warm out there, all you hobos.
Hard rain's going to fall.
You hobosexuals.
I heard of a hobo. Yeah, the hobosexual.
How great was that?
Yeah, somebody that goes around just sleeping with people so they have somewhere to live. A hobosexual. A lot easier
good,
to be
right?
a hobosexual sure. if you're a chick.
If you're you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Unless you're a dude with just an enormous puzo.
And hey, I'm just going to spend
like,
the night.
Hey, I'm going to
make breakfast for myself in the morning.
Plant my flag here, so to speak, for a little while. And then I'll be moving on. And then you could put your bindle on your puzo as a true hobosexual.
Right.
Yeah. It's a bindle on the puzo.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, you know what a bindle is, Vic?
No, what's the bindle?
That's what the hobo carries on a stick.
The stick and a bag. Rag, yes. And all your belongings sack. Are in the bindle area.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Faldery, Faldera, Faldery, Faldera, Faldery, Faldera. That's a hobo song. Faldery. That's when you hear when you're right by the freeways and you're going onto the freeway, you hear the Faldery.
That is
if
not,
you're hearing a little bit off
that
mic.
Is, that is not what Faldera. I hear. No.
I've never heard that.
Faldery. I hear.
Oh, come on.
That's what I hear.
Come on, Matt.
Poop and needles. That's what I hear.
Faldera. Faldery. The song of the homeless. Faldera.
I romanticize the hobos, and I think of that Woody Woodpecker cartoon with the wolf who's got the bindle, and he's just whistling on them tracks.
I mean, look, romanticizing them singing Faldery is pretty,
we do it in different ways.
We love it, man.
Hobo show record.
They're free and easy out there in the street.
Oh, yeah. Just ask them.
Faldera.
Yeah.
And they look, they walk the long and lonely road, and so do we, the road to the Super Bowl, right? We're all on the track and there's no going back. Faldery.
Yeah.
The road to the Super Bowl 54 continues this Sunday, Matt. And we're running all the games today on the station.
Back-to-back championship Sunday starts right here on AM 570 at noon. Chiefs versus Titans AFC Championship. That is followed immediately by Packers-Niners up in Santa Clara. And that will be played on our sister station, AM 1150. Bosley.
La Hermana.
Exactly right. Bosley. Delivers all of our NFL coverage. It's America's number one hair restoration expert. You can get a free information kit by texting the word final to 85850.
Valdera. 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 You know what? We could have like a home, you know, because there are so many hobos now. We could have like
I should not have done that.
A hobo anthem.
The boss does not want.
Well, I'm saying you raise up the American flag. Everybody does the anthem. And then hobo flag, especially at Staples. You got so many hobos represented in the area downtown. You put up the hobo flag and everybody, Valdera. Helmet guy would sing. You know he would.
Oh, yeah. Check out that hobo print of that hobo wolf.
Oh! Love it.
Right? That would look good in the living room.
You know, just a wanderer. Just somebody out there wandering free.
Right.
You know, not constrained by society.
I'm good.
Nothing wrong with that. Kendrick Perkins, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Perk.
Is going to join
us. You like that, Vic?
Yes.
He's been coming on with us.
Hey, excellent booking.
Fighting it out with Kevin Durant on Twitter. Punching hard on First Take and all the other shows. Really geeking it hard is our friend Kendrick Perkins, one of the OG, straight out of high school, angry big men of all time, and a great speaker and conveyor of athletic and sport competition feelings. American sports.
The champion.
There's no doubt about that.
The damn champion.
And Matt, we also have Bobby Nightingale as the foundation. It's not just crumbling at USC, it's crumbling all over baseball. Beltran stepped down. Major League Baseball doesn't want to jump down the rabbit hole of the wires and don't touch my jersey. Major League Baseball doesn't want to jump down the rabbit hole of, hey, maybe the Yankees did this. No, they didn't! No one's even going to look. Cover your eyes. Avert your eyes.
Twitter is aflame.
Yeah, they just want this to go away now.
Ain't going
to
go away now.
Hinch and GM and Cora. But no, it's not going away. It's going to get bigger and uglier. A giant chasm now in the offseason.
You got Josh Reddick's big old Band-Aid. You got Altuve holding his jersey now going, don't take it off. Don't take it off on a walk-off. It's going to get worse.
Oh, it's ugly.
It's going to get worse. You bet your ass it's going to. And, you know, A, congratulations, Major League Baseball, for being relevant in January for the first time in, I don't know, forever.
There was part of me. You know, just like the DeAndre Jordan embarrassing himself and committing to Mark Cuban and then going back with Doc Rivers and the banana boat and I send you on a date with my daughter and all that dumb crap that happened. You know, the NBA was thrilled because that was an extra week of content where everybody talked about the NBA. There was a time that I thought, hey, Major League Baseball doesn't mind being in the news here with this Astros thing. But now,
this is hot topic.
It's become, as Vic said, odiferous. It's like a stinking, rotting whale carcass on the beach of baseball. And they can blow it up, but then all that carcass pieces and fat are going to rain down on everybody. And, you know, the Astros weren't the only ones that were cheating. And I'm not saying that makes it right. I'm just saying that makes it bad for baseball. They don't want to look any further into this because
you're going to find out that they had Band-Aids that buzzed when they stood in the batter's box and a bender was coming and they knew to sit on it and
or
launch it into left field.
New York Yankees were doing something similar. And that'll come out as the weeks go on. Who else was doing this type of stuff? Or was it just isolated to the Strohs and your Coras of the world? Probably not. Tim Cates, Dodger broadcaster and our executive producer. Yes, C-Man.
What's new to this is we've got current players now weighing in, whether it's Mike Clevenger, whether it's Alex Wood, new Dodger.
Well, you've been kissing Clevenger's ass all day,
Cody
right?
Cody Bellinger weighed in as well. Guys are starting to say, like, hey, baseball, do something about this because this is wrong.
The Clev Daddy got going pretty hard on Twitter. Clevenger, who pitches for the Indians, who the Dodgers wanted. Maybe they could still get him.
Maybe,
He was getting really windy in the jaws, talking a lot of ass and saying
it's
BS. Oh,
he's like once coming between the blades.
Good for him.
And I will throw hard as F.
Yeah.
And I would rather take on a guy juiced up and then a guy that knows what's coming, which is certainly understandable for a Major League Baseball pitcher and somebody pitching at that level. And then Cates, of course. Great stuff from Clevenger. Love this. You know, co-signing it.
Did you see the girlfriend clap back?
Uh-oh.
You didn't see that?
Uh-oh.
Well, Clevenger followed Cates back.
Oh, he did.
And Cates was like, 6 to midnight has a Clevenger boner. And then Clevenger, and Matt, you might want to cue up those crickets again, because Cates, waiting for Clevenger.
I gave it 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
Direct message. love to get you on the radio in L.A.
Oh,
and
man.
Hear your thoughts about this on the Petros and Money
Show.
Oh,
so soon.
And now,
and then unfollow.
Finish the crickets in the trees, man. Show started. You heard from Clev?
Hey, Mike, you there?
Hello? Mike? Here is Clev's.
And you know he saw it.
Here is the tweet from Clev's lady. The only thing fishy is coming from in between all the hers. He banged behind my back.
What did she write?
Excuse me?
Yes. Apparently his lady decided to weigh in. I'd rather not.
Apparently they're not together.
No.
Women
are crazy for speaking the truth about idolized athletes that have zero moral compass and feed off fame and money. People know nothing about what happens behind closed doors.
I don't worry about what Clevenger's doing with his boots.
No.
I'm worried about what's going on out there between the diamonds.
How about that heater right there in your ear hole?
Hey, what Cal Ripken does with Kevin Costner's wife is up to them.
Ooh.
Or is it? Is it Costner and Ripken?
That's who it was.
Yeah. That's up to them. Yeah. But once you get between those lines, then you belong to us. I don't care what Clevenger's doing with his poots.
So happy I throw so MF and hard.
Hey, Clevenger's jilted girlfriend. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. Stay in your lane.
She's just like, hey, it's
Oh, you think they were cheating?
It's a cheating conversation.
You were cheating with your poots up.
Yeah.
So glad I throw so MFing hard.
Trevor Bauer weighing in as well.
Oh, really? Who
would have
guessed?
Yeah.
How about sit this?
Oh.
Just sit one out,
we're
Trevor.
Hearing some bow wow wows from Bauer. What do we got? You like that, Vic?
Well, he was going back and forth with Bregman, right?
Yeah.
It was Bauer, Bregman.
Did you see Vasse? Vasse got destroyed.
I'm gonna put myself in here.
Vasse, it was like 2 days ago, and Vasse put a meme of Bregman like walking down the clubhouse
dancing,
and he had a real cock of the walk. And Vasse's like, "I'd have that kind of swagger too if I knew what kind of pitch was coming." And the Astros, it went viral in Houston, and there were people cussing out Dave in Spanish. Like, la mujer es puta. You know, I'm just going hard on
Keep
Dave.
Keep coming.
Oh, he loved
it.
He
called of the
me.
Truth.
He's like, did you see all the Mexican guys getting after me in Houston? I love it. I mean, it's getting bigger.
That's great.
And you're right, Matt. I got to do it. I got to say you guys are right. It's getting bigger and longer and stronger. Now, who knows who will be implicated in this kind of thing down the road? And maybe
all we can do is react to what we got right now.
Maybe a lot of sanctimonious people are going to end up feeling pretty stupid, but
I look forward to feeling stupid.
From what we hearing about the Strohs, what we heard coming down the pipe from the space shuttle in Houston, they got to take that thing away. They got to take that. They have to vacate the title
before they go on their first road trip.
Because it's really ugly. I mean,
it's
not just
on the road.
It's not just Dodger fans that are bitching all day on the radio and crying on Dodger Talk. It's the freaking A's fans. It's everybody.
Yankee fans.
Everybody.
Hey, Altuve hit a walk-off in Game 7. You better look out for organized crime. All those Yankee fans out there.
The Gambino crime family.
I'm saying, and you got a buzzer on your shirt, and you're telling the guys not to rip it off when you're coming toward the home plate, when you knock the Yankees out of the world.
What if you bet on the game?
The Yankees?
What if you bet
That's
on the game in Vegas? Can you go, can you sue? Can you be like, hey, man, I bet $2,000 and lost.
Here's a quick update. According to the Astros beat writer, there's a caravan for the Astros happening. Altuve denied using any kind of wiring the last couple of years.
Obviously.
And Josh Reddick apparently said it is not true. He did not have a wire on that picture. He says it's confetti and a chain, a small chain that's around his neck.
Confetti?
And a chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty creative.
Well, they must deny. At this
pretty
point,
creative.
They must deny.
Why?
This is who they are. They're corrupt to the soul human
deny
beings.
Until they have unequivocal.
They're totally corrupt. The
until
Astros
they have
are
unequivocal
corrupt.
Proof.
Exactly. They're corrupt.
What is that thing taped to your shoulder? Just confetti and a chain. Confetti and a chain, and Kate's even tweeted that out. What is that taped to Josh Reddick's left shoulder? What kind of did you get blowback, Kate?
Getting a lot of reactions, some negative from Houston Astros fans.
You think, huh?
A lot of F bombs directed at yours truly.
At you, Kate?
Yeah, it's not like it's the picture I had.
I mean,
it's out there.
We got family divided. We got Beltran's niece was the one that said, "I'm so sorry, Tio."
A legend niece.
But
legend.
I have to do this. Altuve and Bregman were wearing buzzers.
Oh, God. It's bad. And people have a right to be upset. But the LA City Council is a bunch of grandstanding freaks and losers. And every time the Dodgers do anything and there's some kind of ceremony, these douchebags show up and have to talk about themselves and talk about the mayor and talk about some BS. And now they're saying that they need the, what do they want? They want Major League Baseball to award the 2017 World Series to the Dodgers, which was not won by the Dodgers. It's just a grandstanding moment for them.
Shut up, City Council.
Just like Bluebeard, the guy that went on Rogan's show, who's suing somebody, or at least trying to.
Scoop up some tents and do something. Stop freaking trying to get the commissioner's trophy here, huh?
Amen.
Jeez. Freaking City Council trying to get the World Series trophy. Cates, please tell me nobody... please tell me somebody did contact you. And if they do, we'll put them on.
From the City Council?
And castigate them.
Thankfully, I've not heard from the mayor or anybody.
Idiot.
Get over yourselves.
Get over it.
All the bitching and the screaming and pitching a fit. Get over it. Get over it. You know, I called Glenn and I was like, man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all this bitching and this BS.
Hey, man, that
people
could be
just
a song.
Get over it. And then it just clicked, man. So Kendrick Perkins is going to join us in the very next segment. We're going to have a Three Things NFL Thursday, Matt, because the road to Super Bowl 54 continues this Sunday right here on the station. We're running all the games. Chief Titans, noon, AM 570. The NFC Packers Niners, 3:30 on 1150. And it's all brought to you by the Boz. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert. For a free information kit, text FINAL to 85850.
Has Kate's ever been this active / excited about any topic on Twitter?
No, he's so pumped.
It's been a few years.
But I'm trying to think, like, followers.
That was a big one.
Putting Leslie
posting
up
photos
there.
Of his wife.
The PMS Photoshop, or was it the PMS Listener Union, put up a picture of Leslie to try to get themselves to 1,000.
And they did. Congratulations to them. They got over 1,000.
I think this might be top of the pops.
There were some good UCLA meltdowns where there was a lot of tweets.
But not like this, where you're interacting and you're subtweeting other players and you're putting out photos, accusing guys of cheating.
Well, he did get involved.
It's not just my photo, though.
He tried to get involved in our very next guests back and forth with Kevin Durant.
That's right, he did.
And that's an NBA basketball. And he even wrote 100.
The line was drawn in the sand. I just want to make sure.
Kendrick, keep his 100 like your Ray J.
100.
I want you to keep 100.
100.
Man, Perk keeping it 100.
Love Perk.
Maybe that's just 2020. Maybe it's just 2020 Cates. Hey, you know what I'm going to do in 2020? I'll be more active in Twitter fights.
So all we did...
what I'm going to do.
I did some reading during the holidays. You know.
Is that right? What'd you read?
Animal Farm?
Timeline?
Yeah, it was basically how to use social media on the positive.
Is that right?
Oh, good.
How to be positive on social media or how to have an impact on social media?
That was a different chapter.
How to make friends and influence people on social media?
I didn't read that one, though.
Was it Animal Farm, Brave New World, or 1984 that you read during the break?
I love 1984. Partial to that.
How to be successful in social media and shoot a porn video to get your foot in the door.
Yeah!
By Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
She was good.
The bestseller.
She was pretty good in that video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Vic?
Launched a billion-dollar enterprise.
You ever seen it?
Have not.
You didn't see it?
No.
We had it here.
Didn't see it.
There's a screening in the bullpen.
Heavy breathing.
It was back in the day when... got those tapes from the North Hollywood?
It's the North Hollywood Odyssey tapes? Video.
Odyssey Video, of course.
That one came a night. What was it?
Oh, it was.
A Night with Ray J.
I don't know. What was the title? I went and bought it.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of the
title
was.
I can see the DVD cover right now.
Yeah. I can still remember the.
And I'll never forget Joe McDonald, God rest his soul, who watched the video with us, which was only slightly uncomfortable, saying, "That's a long story on that Ray J, isn't it?" And I was like, yeah.
It is.
That's a long story.
Sure is.
For sure, Joe.
We opened for Ray J at the Crazy Horse.
Exactly right. Did he ever show up?
He did. He played the late show.
Like 2 a.m., right?
MWA played the early show.
About 8 p.m.?
Ray J came on late.
And you know what? His puto bent into the right. No doubt. Just a hard right turn. Not a hard right turn, but definitely, you know, he's going off the freeway.
So if the 101 on Sunset.
Yeah. I don't know if Kardashian noticed.
No, that would be too slight of a turn. We're thinking more like a...
Well, you've seen it,
like,
right?
A, you like remember, a 110 Matt? In Pasadena.
You remember that
like
turn it had.
You're off.
It had a turn.
Right.
But it wasn't like a left lane, like carpool lane, getting off the freeway kind of thing.
No.
It was a right turn.
Hard right.
Yeah. Well, not a hard right, but another lane is coming.
You ever seen Brian Baldinger's pinky?
You know what? I'm going to look it up
just
to make sure. Vic, why don't you sing this song? It's one of your favorites. Turn it up, Ronnie.
Spiral Staircase,
y'all. Yeah, we got Spiral Staircase
out of Sacramento.
Kendrick Perkins coming up next. Let me see this boots.
Yeah. Oh, I love you more today than yesterday.
They're from Sacramento.
But not as much as tomorrow.
Come on now.
I love you more today than yesterday.
I think Perkins is on hold. We gotta cut out of this one. Beautiful, though, man.
As tomorrow.
Beautiful. Metro some money, AM 570 LA Sports. Tonight we got Clippers v. Magic. Pre-game at 6:30. Tip-off at 7:30. You just heard the keyword. We want to put a grand in your hand. Quarter after the hour. Between a quarter after and 25 after. 6A to 6P, you hear a keyword and you text it to 200-200. Make sure you answer your phone if you get a call from a number you don't recognize or is blocked. That is how you will be notified that you won the $1,000 and you must answer your phone.
NBA champ, NBA analyst now, NBA hard ass, fabulous communicator, friend of the show status at this point.
Certainly.
You see him on the hot take shows, but he didn't have to try hard to bring it to the people.
He speaks the truth.
With thrust and truth. Joining us now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Fresh off a swollen up on everybody on Twitter. And fresh off a Lakers loss to the Orlando Magic. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It's over. It's Kendrick Perkins, Big Perk. On PMS once again. What's cracking, Perk? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Hey, look, that was the best intro I ever had in my life, man. I might want to call back and have you do that all over again.
Well, hey, we'll do
just
it again.
Start it over again.
Just like a reggae dancehall song. Stop it and then start it again. Wheel and turn. Perk.
Boy, that was classic.
Well, you're a classy guy. That's why we like to talk to you. Now, you were on dominant teams with big threes and all that different stuff as a young player and as a veteran. Just for the Lakers last night in the context of, you know, what it's like to lose a game in January, how big of a deal is it? I mean, do you just kind of let water off a duck's back and on to the next, or does it keep you up at night?
Well, I mean, you kind of look at it both ways, and it's different because, you know, you're watching this Laker team, and, you know, LeBron has been doing what he's supposed to do. But I'm ready for them to put a string of games together, of wins together against quality teams. You know, obviously they go into Dallas and have a big-time win, and then they go into Oklahoma City without Anthony Davis and LeBron James and get a nice win. But then you lose to a nice, young, athletic Orlando Magic team who gets into you, who's not afraid, and they have been playing great basketball over the last 2 or 3 weeks since they've been healthy across the board. And it kind of raised eyebrows because when you're a contender and you know you're a team that's really a championship or bust type team, you know, is, you know, that's kind of one of those losses that's what you call unacceptable. You know what I mean? And to me, the Lakers should, you know, they should never drop the ball. Of course, they was kicking themselves from behind, but behind that loss last night. Like, that's one of those, you know, when you look at the calendar or whatever, you like, all right, we got to get this one.
Kendrick, when it comes to LeBron and what he's been doing, and he's the leading vote getter right now in all-star returns. How much of this do you think is a product of him finally getting some time off last year, the back half of the season, and no playoffs for the first time in, well, seemingly forever?
Well, I think it was good for him. First, I think he needed the rest. Second, I think it struck a nerve with him. I think, you know, Braun being out and not being part of the playoffs last year and actually had to sit back and watch it, that don't sit well with him. He's a competitive guy. He's a winner. He wants to be a part of that and part of the playoffs. And for him to be at home, that didn't sit well with Braun. I know him. And You know, he coming into this season, I'm pretty damn sure he came in with a chip on his shoulder. He's been playing great. Guy, year 17, and doing the things that he's still doing, you can't do nothing but applaud it.
What you've seen, I know he's out because of the bruised butt, but just in terms of the chemistry between LeBron and Anthony Davis, we speculated, A, when the trade was first made, and what the hell do we know about basketball, that it would be a great pairing, and then we saw it in the preseason, and we're like, wow, this could be special, and then it seems like it was just an immediate connection. When it comes to playoff basketball, is there any reason to think that it won't be as successful as it's been thus far?
No, it won't. I mean, look, man, to be honest with y'all, we're looking at two guys who are generational talents that's teaming up as a big and basically a point be the best duo since Kobe and Shaq, in my opinion. And it wasn't no doubt in my mind that, you know, that these guys were going to be doing this. And it's not surprising at all. I'm more surprised more so the connection that they have on the defensive end more so than anything. That's been the biggest surprise to me. But, no, I'm not surprised. I expected this. I know you guys did, too. I expected this. For them to be clicking, in order for this to not work, it's going to have to be the others that don't come through. That's the only way I can see it not working.
Like Cooks?
No. Well, Quinn Cook should be getting more minutes than what he's getting, by the way. I think that kid could actually play, and I'm not just going off the game yesterday. To me, he complements LeBron James in a way that you need him, because he don't need the ball in his hands to be successful. He could play off the ball. So I think last night, if I'm Frank Vogel, I might have to look into actually – putting Quinn Cook out there a little bit more.
And I'm glad you mentioned it. And I don't know if you intentionally said it that way, Kendrick, but, you know, that's kind of what we've been kicking around. Is Kuzma a good player that's just a bad fit? Because you saw what he was able to do when both LeBron and Anthony Davis were out there, but he just seems to struggle a little bit trying to figure out how he fits in when they are out there. Do you think that's something that's going to work, or might they try to find a better piece to fill that role?
Well, see, Kuzma has always been a question mark with me because, for one, I question his maturity level. And when I say his maturity level, like, you have to have a different mindset when you're on a championship or bust type team in this type of situation. And, you know, to me, it's like almost like, you know, Kuzma is still trying to establish who he is as a player. And that's not what they need him to be. Like, in my mind, you know, you gotta block out all the hidden agendas. And I don't know if he's all the way in as buying into his role as being a third option guy. I think he wants to prove to the world that he's more than a third option guy, and he's not going to be that on this Lakers team. So that's my only concern with Kuzma, because yes, when LeBron and AD are both not playing or one or the other is not playing, he thrives well and he's able to get his looks. But how are you going to do it when you're the third option? Maybe if you're not getting 20 shots, how are you going to affect the game in other areas? Can you go get 5 or 6 offensive rebounds with tip dunks? Can you go get 3 or 4 steals? Can you take some charges? Can you go do other things on the court? And I haven't seen that out of Kuzma this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers are looking for another piece. Like, you have to, when you talking about a situation like you talking about a championship team, you always looking to get better. So, I mean, if this weighs out there, and Kuzma trade value is up and they can land something else that's better than Kuzma, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers go after them.
Kendrick, they'll get the Rockets this weekend for the first time this season.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. We know how you feel about Westbrook and that pairing with Ian James Harden. For all the incoming around here, I don't know if you've heard it. I'm sure you probably have. The Lakers are taken because they lost those two meetings with the Clippers. Is this an important, I guess I should say, how important is this regular season game for them, as it is the first meeting with Harden, Westbrook, and that team?
Well, it's very important for the Lakers. In my opinion, I think this is a statement win because if you look at this Lakers ball club, yes, they have beaten the Utah Jazz, and yes, they have beaten the Denver Nuggets. But outside of that, the Clippers pretty much dominated them in both games, and the Rockets, I think, hold a 2-1 lead over the Clippers this season. So going into the season, the top three teams that were in the West that was either coming out of the West were the Lakers, Clippers, and the Rockets in any order. So in my opinion, if the Lakers step onto on the court on Saturday and they're healthy, with AD playing, this is a statement game. They have to go out there and make a statement. And I think this game is really important to them. And if they tell you anything different, they're lying.
Kendrick Perkins is our guest, one of the OGs of all time out of Beaumont, Texas. And he knows the screw. He knows Michael 5000 Watts, Lil Flip, Paul Wall, all of them.
Yeah.
Big Mo. Now we got to ask you because you were a young big man in the NBA and you didn't have any time to get acclimated. You were right onto a championship team like we were talking about. But that's not the case with Zion. He's out there in New Orleans. He's going to make his debut. Obviously, he's been hurt. There's been questions about his conditioning, you know, all kinds of weird stuff. What do you think's going through his mind right now, being a young guy yourself at one point and a big man in the league? And if you were playing against him when he was having his debut, would you knee him, you know, really hard in the back of the leg? I mean, how is his debut going to go, in your opinion?
Well, I hope it goes well because, I mean, we're talking about a guy that was hyped, hadn't been this hyped up since LeBron James. So, you know, I think it's been a disappointment because we haven't got a chance to see Zion yet. But, you know, to be honest with you, I'm a fan of Zion's, but I wasn't always just, you know, super high on him. Like, I've been on record saying this before the draft, this past draft, that, you know, if I was a team, I would really consider drafting Ja Morant number one. You know, that was just me personally. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that with the team that he have around him and the way that I watch Alvin Gentry play Zion, he played him at the five and had him rolling to the basket and, you know, Alvin Gentry was really putting him in position to be successful during the preseason. And I think that, you know, with the guys he have, with the passing of Lonzo Ball, and, you know, he don't have to worry about being that guy to go get a bucket because they got Brandon Ingram over there who's playing phenomenal right now. I think he's walking into a pretty good situation. I think he'll play well at the five. And me personally, I wouldn't have an answer for him because he's too athletic for me. Like, I wouldn't have an answer for him. I mean, the kid could play. So I think he'll be fine because they're going to monitor his minutes and stuff like that, but the expectation is going to be high because I just got a phone call this morning that said, hey, you know, ESPN, we're working this game on Wednesday to return to Zion. So that's how much, you know, he has a lot of pressure and, you know, a lot of people are waiting to say, hey, he's not what we thought he was and this, that, and the other. So, you know, with social media come about and stuff like that, people are seeing this shit, you know. People are seeing this type of things going on. So he's watching. So, you know, I just hope he had the right people in his corner to keep him focused. But, you know, he definitely has to lose some weight, man, because he's too big right now. I don't care if it's muscle or not, but he has to get leaner, in my opinion.
Last thing for me, Kendrick, because you are asked by ESPN to do the entire league, not just these two teams we keep peppering you about in the Lakers and the Clippers, but do you think peak Giannis has a chance to surpass peak LeBron and what we're seeing so early in this guy's career?
Well, I tell you what, man, he's definitely – let me tell you something about Giannis. I never thought that this guy could actually improve from last year. Like, he got better from last year, and he won MVP, and the numbers that he was doing, putting up and stuff like that, I was like, there's no way he could get better. He got better this year. Like, his points went up, his rebounds went up. He's number one in player efficiency. And in my opinion, he's on pace right now. If you go and look at the numbers, he's on pace to do something that only Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon done in NBA history, and that's win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. Because everybody keep talking about, and I love what Anthony Davis is doing in L.A., and I love what Rudy Gobert is doing in Utah, but Kawhi Leonard, Giannis' numbers defensively are better than both of those guys. So, and with that being said, right, he keeps getting better. The only thing that I could see that, you know, he has to win some championships, obviously, to be in that conversation with LeBron. But I tell you what, man, the sky's the limit for this kid, man. The rate that he's going, I haven't seen a guy like this since. He has that Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Kevin Garnett type killer in him. Like, he's just a beast. He don't take plays off. He plays every possession. You don't find that in the league today. You know, every minute. Like, this guy is really one of a kind.
Kendrick Perkins is one of a kind.
The best.
Man, hold up. I got too much lean in my cup.
Thank you. Big Mo screwed up, huh?
Thank you so much, Kendrick, and we appreciate it, man. We'll have you on again soon whenever you're not busy. And have a great second half of the season as we're rolling into the new year, analyzing basketball and doing your thing. You're the best. Thank you.
Hey, so anytime. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good one, all right?
All right, you too.
Give me the screw. Kendrick. We got the other screw right there. Guys don't know what it's like in Houston. I got 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. We'll be right back with the announcement for the Beach Life Fest. Ambrosia, man.
I cannot wait. Cue it up, Ronnie.
We've got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get paid.
And a reminder, we got a round ball tonight. Clippers hosting the Orlando Magic pregame at 6:30 with our friend Adam Austin. Tip off at 7:30. Thinking about leaving, don't. About 20, 30 minutes from now, we're going to try to put a grand in your hand. Quarter after, you hear a keyword. You text that keyword to 200-200.
We get winners.
We do. Paul won $1,000 just because he was listening to the Petros and Money Show. Might have been in the 4 o'clock hour, too. You'll get a call back after you text that number, that keyword, I should say, to 200-200. It'll be a number you don't recognize or is blocked. So that will notify you won the $1,000.
Now, Matt, a lot of people get excited about the very exciting Coachella lineup that comes out every year. It's kind of a global event now.
Very affordable.
Bonnaroo. I'll tell you what's affordable.
Lollapalooza.
What we get excited about on this show,
it's local,
is the local show that I got involved in working with last year. And they're going to do it again. Year two, May 1st through the 3rd, 2020, Redondo Beach. Right there at the marina area.
Awesome. Awesome backdrop.
Really nice.
Setting sun, perfect weather. You get the breeze. It gets a little cool at night.
The Beach Life Festival lineup has dropped today. And I'm in negotiations to work it.
Is this like you flexing a little bit, trying to land that gig again?
No.
You sure?
I've been offered the job.
Okay, there we go. Now, the money has not been agreed upon yet.
The monetary.
But
UB40, Matt, featuring Ali Campbell and Astro. That's the real UB40.
You're very excited about that.
Big time. Ben Harper from the IE.
Big fan.
Live.
Well, I would assume Ben Harper is not going to be.
No.
Television feed. I would hope it's all live. If I am paying for a concert, I don't want some tape delay video being shown.
No, the band live. The bald guy.
Ed Kowalczyk.
This is the second line. I'm not even giving you the top to the top of the pops yet, man.
A lot of people in town are going to want to hear Lightning Crashes. It's a party song.
Eddie Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
It's actually a really good live band.
Very good.
Seen them before.
Why does it have to be actually?
Just, you know, it's kind of...
I don't want to hear live.
It's popular alt-rock.
Fitz and the Tantrums.
Also very good live band.
I can make your hands clap.
I can make your hands clap.
You got a 75th anniversary of Bob Marley debuting in music.
Think of all the people that own Legend.
Well, Ziggy and Stephen Marley are coming together to sing Bob Marley songs, which is pretty damn special.
I might want to hear a Stephen Marley song in there, too.
You might. Rock Stone Was My Pillow. I mean, that's our Jamaican news song.
Get Rick Fox out here and let's go.
It's really because of the Capleton, but... Counting Crows, Matt.
Come on.
Gray is my favorite color. You have to play Mr. Jones. You couldn't do something
Rain
better.
Rain King. We need Rain King.
Perfect Blue Buildings.
Let's just enjoy this song.
We had sales guy. We had sales guy Brent banging along December the other day while everyone was trying to get their work done. I'm like, what are you doing?
Hey, you know, cloudy day, a little down,
right?
Little crestfallen, a little melancholy.
Make a dance. You know, I really found myself when I got my extensions.
He cut his hair.
Yeah, short. He's shorn. He's got them thinking glasses on now.
Now I'm excited about this.
Hey, look, they're gonna play the hits. I dare you to say you're not into the freaking live set from Counting Crows. Everybody there's going to be shaking their ass.
I am.
Hell yeah.
Blues Traveler's back.
Love.
Grace Vanderwaal.
Also, fine with that.
Chevy Metal.
Hanson. Very entertaining. Chevy Metal, wildly entertaining live act.
Lucas Nelson. With, I think, is Willie's kid.
Okay.
You got Blues Traveler, Phosphorescent, G-Love and Special Sauce.
Oh, God. Talk about going deep. I saw G-Love at the American Legion Hall.
Sugar Ray is back.
Okay, well, you know, McGrath.
Mother Hips.
Oh, my God. Canadian, I believe, Mother Hips.
And Matt?
Come on.
Did I say War?
You didn't say War.
War.
But you texted me War.
War is exciting.
And then I texted back.
I hope they're on the main stage. Ambrosia.
Ronnie, give me some freaking Ambrosia. Never.
Yeah!
Did I think I could have no shoes, my khakis rolled up to mid-chin, a nice freaking kick-ass surf hoodie on, while strolling the grounds at the Beach Life Fest in Redondo Beach, and Ambrosia would hit the stage, and I would go six...
To midnight. Timmy Curran. You got a Jim from Pennywise is going to do an acoustic set. Celebrity Chefs, the guys from MV Post and Fishing with Dynamite and Arthur J's, all of the Colin Cowherd spots.
Oh, restaurant dad.
RD. Matt, what about Steve?
We got to. Come on, Ronnie, turn it up.
But what I got one more, Matt.
Okay.
Somebody that you celebrate every year for the Alive Guy birthday today.
All right.
Somebody with roots all over this country playing great rock and roll.
Darn right he has. Darn right he does.
Steve Miller Band.
Some people call me the Space. Oh, that's Tim Cates getting excited.
Wow, Cates, you want to come out? Tim Cates.
No, I'm good.
Like,
AFU, Kate.
Like many high school and college aged kids in the 90s, when Steve Miller came to the local shed, you bet your ass you smuggled in a case of canned beer and found your way into that lawn area and just found a chicken made out all freaking concert long. And then maybe, because you weren't a very intimidating individual, someone came up behind you and punched you right in the head because you were making out with his girlfriend. You didn't.
Sounds like a personal story.
Nah,
man.
It's just, you know, I've heard.
Oh, okay.
Things like that.
Well, we don't have that kind of...
I've just heard things like that could happen in a Steve Miller show.
We don't have that bad vibe at Beach Life Festival.
It's a Beach Life Festival.
It actually is. We were involved in this last year.
Oh, it was awesome.
Matt came, and I worked, and I was there all 3 days, and people were great, and everybody had a lot of fun. Really cool crowds. Not as much annoying millennial types with their cameras on.
I ran into 5 or 6 old college friends that I hadn't seen in 15, 20 years. There to see Bobby Weir and Chris Robinson.
Well, imagine the emotion flowing when Counting Crows is up there doing a long December.
Sha la 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 la.
Yeah. or live is singing that song about stillborn
and death.
Yeah,
death during pregnancy. I'm a smoker. And then they're going to start screaming at you about how I alone
Chevy
love you.
Metal's going to do Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to do Hot for Teacher, and people are going to love it.
And you're going to think it's freaking Van Halen, only better.
And Ambrosia's going to make everybody want to sail away into the sunset. Yes.
And then Steve Miller's going to come on, and we're all getting laid.
Yeah! Don't wear a bra, sweetie.
That's right.
Steve Miller's coming on, and I want to bobble around your boobies.
Dude, I'm going to drink the biggest beer ever.
And they have great beer. All the craft beers and everything laid out at the Beach Life Fest.
They got everything.
They're offering me less money, but more tickets.
However the math works.
Let's trade.
However the math works.
We'll be back with more PMS. Beach Life Fest 2020. May, what, 2nd and 3rd?
1st, 2nd, and 3rd. 2nd, 3rd.